calling Doris and Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, and the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I love her, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is interesting how that issue of being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, it has a lot of impact in life, in the people I deal with, the relationships I have, and the people I'm interacting with. Because I have become a bit more public in my proclamation on a variety of issues, including the obedience to Christ. And, you know, I did a discussion of young earth creation because I've learned a little bit about that subject, and I think I'm far more prepared than ever before to interact on it. And it's interesting that I'm having a dialogue with one gentleman who is not taking it well, which is interesting to me, but it's a dialogue. And thus far, he hasn't run away. I am having some other dialogues with other people and other things. The world is becoming a very hard place. You know, the obviously what I'm most familiar with, the censorship issue, is hit a lot of people very hard. And it's interesting how a number of other issues, especially... what I've grown to I'm reasonably convinced if we look at history, we've gone from the idea of a king, a monarch who ruled the people, then it was a purposeful switch to you know, the popular democracy idea, which some argue is the function of the Masonic, you know, Freemasons, because of their desire to abolish crown and altar. And it's a transition period to fascism or corporatism, as Mussolini called it, where it's not really, we're watching borders collapse, we're watching cities becoming more autonomous because governments are not needed; they're being replaced with a corporation, and it's impacting impacting culture radically. It's similar to the issue I had, which obviously a couple people did not take well to when I commented about the job opportunity I had that involved doing things that were inappropriate, because obviously I would suggest that any defense contractor, any government contractor, any large corporation that, you know, especially in my field doing the spying, is repugnant. And that is the norm now. And it takes a little something to instill in somebody to be able to want to see it and to then to reject it. And I desire to do that with my kids. And I'm afraid, obviously, that they are being prepared to submit to their leaders, the corporate leaders that that will control them as they become adults, which I find most unfortunate. I find this very offensive. But, you know, as you should have noticed, I'm getting louder. And I'm going to try to protect my kids. Maybe we try to protect other people's kids at least. Dorothy Jane, I love you.